You are listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 460. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Some of the most expensive mistakes in business don't come from doing the wrong thing. They come from changing something that was never broken. Welcome back to the podcast. Now, today I want to talk about a piece of advice I give my clients all the time. And recently I had to take this advice myself. Don't change something if it's not broken, both in life and in your business. This episode isn't about staying small. It's not about resisting growth. And it's definitely not about avoiding evolution. It's about understanding when change is strategic and when it's just driven by boredom. Because in entrepreneurship, boredom can be dangerous if you don't know how to sit with it. Now, as you may or may not know, I run an annual 4-day women in business retreat in Bali. For the past few years, it has been held at the same property, same venue, same foundation, same location, and it has worked. In fact, I haven't received a single piece of negative feedback about this event. Everyone raves about it. No one has complained about the retreat. No one's complained about the venue or the food or the program. Nothing, zilch, nada. But last year when I was in Bali running the retreat, on the last day, something interesting happened. I couldn't quite put a name to it. And then when I was able to reflect on it and journal on it, I found out that I was bored. Not my clients, me. And I was like, does something need to change? Why do I have this feeling? So in December, I went back to Bali and looked at two new properties. They were beautiful. The people were lovely. The food was good, but something was missing. The spaces weren't expansive enough. The food was good, but not exceptional. And the overall experience didn't deliver the level of luxury and ease I want my clients to feel when they're there in Bali. And suddenly it was there. I realized something very important. Everything I was searching for, I already had. I wasn't upgrading. I was risking downgrading, in fact, just because I wanted something new. And this is where the lesson really sits. I wasn't about to change the venue because anything was broken. I was about to change it because I'd grown familiar with something that was working beautifully. And this is where I see so many business owners start to trip themselves up. They confuse boredom with misalignment, familiarity with stagnation, and consistency with complacency. But those things are not the same. A quick pause because I have something big to share with you. Want the chance to not only attend Australia's annual 3-day Women in Business Conference, but also speak on my stage? Early bird tickets are officially on sale right now and spots are already selling fast. And here's the exciting part. The first 50 women who grab their ticket go into the draw to win a 15-minute speaking spot at the conference. Yes, a real stage, real audience, real exposure. So if you've been dreaming about attending Australia's leading event for women in business and stepping into the spotlight, now is your moment. Head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab your early bird ticket today before they're gone, but also for your chance to win a spot to speak on stage, but only for the first 50 people who buy their tickets. Now let's get back into this amazing episode. Here's a truth that often gets ignored in entrepreneurship. Scaling a business requires comfort with boring. Repetition is not a problem. Repetition is how mastery is built. The same systems, the same structure, the same foundations, they stop feeling exciting, but they keep producing results. And leadership is about choosing what works, not what feels exciting. Now, I do want to be really clear here. I'm not saying you shouldn't feel excited or in alignment. If you're not in alignment, or if you're no longer excited to hold space for clients, then you should not be running a retreat or an event or a program at all. But this wasn't true for me. I'm deeply aligned with this work. I love holding this space. I believe in the transformation that happens in the room every single year in Bali. What I was feeling wasn't misalignment, it was familiarity. And those two things are very different. There's a difference between refining something and reinventing it purely from stimulation. Sometimes the most strategic move is not to change the external experience, but to deepen your leadership within it. So I want you to ask yourself, is this change that you're about to make about growth, or is it about feeling and feeding my need for novelty? Because novelty wears off, results don't. So with all of this information, I then decided to stay with the same venue, the same location, the same experience, because my job as a leader, as a business consultant to help women scale, isn't to chase what feels new. It's protect what works, even when it feels familiar to me. And honestly, taking my own advice in this moment felt like a real leadership win. Now, if you're listening to this and you're on the edge of changing something in your business, I want you to pause and ask, is this actually broken, or am I just bored because it's working? Because remember, growth doesn't always look exciting. Sometimes growth looks like consistency, refinement, and staying the course longer than your ego wants to. And if you're wanting to experience my 4-day Women in Business retreat in Bali, let me know, because tickets have gone live. They're selling fast. You can send me an email over at info@angelahenderson.com.au or message me on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting, and I will send you the link to be able to secure your ticket to Bali in October this year. But for now, I hope this podcast episode has reminded you about the importance of not breaking something if it's not broken, right? You don't have to fix something if it's not broken. And before I sign off, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.